I'm speaking today with Erica Lee, who is running for Harris County Department of Education Trustee, Position 6 in Precinct 1. Erica, first question I'd like to ask, why are you running for this office?
Thank you, Charles, for this opportunity. Again, I'm Erica Lee, and I'm running because I'm an advocate for education. I'm passionate for our children and our community. I'm an experienced budget specialist and policy analyst, and I want to bring all those skills to the role as trustee if the people so choose to elect me. And I believe that whatever we do, we can do it with quality and bring quality education to all children in Harris County.
And you've also been a teacher in Houston.
Yes, I have. I taught in HIC. I taught first grade. It was the hardest yet most rewarding job I've ever had. And I really saw that, yes, the teacher is the most valuable at helping a child learn, but there are a lot of systemic and policy decisions that affect a teacher's ability to do so. Schools, especially in high poverty areas, need additional support, such as after-school programming, such as early intervention, such as support for the parents. And so that frustration and interest in why how decisions were made on what schools get certain resources has propelled me on to work in a budget office and earn a master's in public policy, and now to run for this position for trustee.
Now, you are the daughter of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. As the child of a lifelong public servant, someone who's held office for over 20 years now, you know, how does that affect you as a candidate in a race like this?
I think my mother, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, has been a great inspiration for her commitment to public service. She's always focused on the constituents and the community. She always has started with the streets, listening to the people, and then moved her way up to the suites, or so-called powers that be. She's also always been passionate about children as co-chair of the Congressional Children's Caucus, and always taught me that our children are our future. And so that has also strengthened some of my interests in areas that I've been involved in. My dad is a lifelong educator as well, so I've learned a lot from him. And my mom's insight, her strategic mind, her ability to pull people together for a common goal, even if it's not federal or state. It's really for our community, and I think those lessons I will take with me as I go forth.
Now, I think most people are less familiar with the Harris County Department of Education than they might be with, say, the HISD Board of Trustees. Tell me briefly, what does the HCDE do?
Yes, and I will try to be brief because there are so many things. But we help with administrative functions, educational services, and purchasing. So we can help with finance, records management, and governance for any district in the county and our charter schools, because there's very few places our charter schools can go for resources or grants. With education services, we provide the support. So our ISDs do K through 12, but we provide adult education, GED, English language learners, and then we provide early childhood, early Head Start, early intervention. And then we support some of those special populations of students, special needs, high needs, severely disabled, that are an expensive student, and your district may not have enough to have a whole school. So we can take anyone in the county, and we also do adjudicated youth or behaviorally challenged. And our goal is to get them back into a regular school and on the track of some opportunity of success in their life. And we also do after-school programming. And then we help with purchasing, buying power, efficiencies. We really want to save our district's money throughout the county so that they can put it back into the classroom or the areas where they see fit. And the benefit is there are no barriers to any ISC in the county, and to any principal can directly reach out to our department. So sometimes there's politics in your ISD. Reach out directly to the Department of Education. We are not going to tell on you. We're going to support you in moving your school forward.
Did you have any experience or see anybody have experience taking advantage of one of these programs while you were a teacher with HISD?
I did not get to see directly, but having learned about the department, I can see where it would have benefited my school, where we needed a stronger after-school programming, where we had parents that needed access to early intervention. Many of my parents had multiple children, and their younger ones that were below four, you could already see, could use some additional support. Since I've been out in the talking to people, I've actually been out and about since August of last year, I've met some principals that have said they have sent their teachers to professional development and that they've been engaged with the Department of Education. And people I know in the charter school community, they use the Department of Education frequently. It's one of their only resources. And so those that use it, they love it. I think those that learn about it wish they knew more and want to use it. So I think it's a secret that we don't want to be a secret anymore.
Okay. Does the department have any role to play in, for example, the potential takeover by HISD of North Forest ISD?
The department, that is actually a TEA, Texas Education Agency, decision, and so the department doesn't have a direct role. Our main role would be the support that we were already providing to North Forest prior to the takeover, but we do not have the capacity as a board to stop, reverse, or change that decision. That will have to be dealt with at TEA, the state level, or in the federal level.
Okay. What do you see as being the top priorities for ACDE? What sort of things do you want to do as a trustee if you're elected?
I think I want to increase our visibility and outreach for our ISDs and for our local community centers, churches, people that really directly can benefit from the services. Our adult education, we span the entire county, and we need to make sure it's filled to capacity and that all those who are interested in continuing their education are aware of it. We need to make sure our early Head Start centers, people are aware and able and signed up, and really those most in need, because those target high poverty families anyways, are receiving the information. I shouldn't walk into education entities and groups and they're just not familiar with the Harris County Department of Education, because we do great work. So as a trustee, I would want to work with our marketing and our outreach department to really expand their efforts and connect with more community-based groups to make sure we're really reaching our targets and our high-needs populations. I also want to maximize our collaboration. We're known as a convener. During Hurricane Katrina, we helped convene the ISDs and helped create part of that plan on how they were going to absorb some of the students that came from New Orleans, which was a big group to absorb at one time. But they need to continue that. It shouldn't always be for that sort of crisis, which you don't want to happen often. There are other ways you can convene the ISDs and charter schools and really build bridges so that they can continue to learn from each other. And some of that goes on already. They convene superintendents. They have special workshops for education specialists. But we need to continue to expand that so that we don't reach a North Forest point, so that they could have convened perhaps and really built a stronger bridge, and we wouldn't reach the point where TEA is ready to merge you or shut you down. Because parents feel very attached to their school district and very attached to where their children go to school. And so we just want to spread the good ideas and make sure that we're able to share and bring quality education to all children.
You've talked a couple times now about how, like, getting the word out about HCDE, about how some principals you talked to didn't know some of the things that it did. You as a teacher didn't know some of the things. You know, do you think HCDE does a good job of communicating, and do you see ways that it can improve, maybe using social media or other non-traditional means?
I definitely think there is room for growth. They have a presence, but it is definitely not as large as it could be. They are starting to put more things on video, but you definitely have to connect with those that already have networks, because the Department of Education within its own network is not reaching enough people. So they need to connect with bloggers. They need to connect with education nonprofits and maybe host a small listening tour, small meetings with these groups, give them a tour, let them know, really just know what it's about. And so if the blogger, if the education nonprofit, if the smaller media, the neighborhood media that still have localized papers become interested, then that will create its own buzz. You can only put out so many press releases. If no one's interested, the press release doesn't go anywhere. So you really have to connect with groups that might have an interest, tell them why they should be interested, and keep in contact with them. And I'm not saying they aren't doing that to some degree, but it could always be more. And I would also like some of our leadership to go on listening tours with some of our churches and maybe hold them with some of our larger civic clubs, because those people will spread the word. You know, you don't have to go to everyone. It's a large county. But if you can hit a few more of the targets, I think the word will continue to get out. And as a trustee, I will do my best to get the word out.
Do you think the ACDE makes good use currently of its financial resources? Right now, as I understand it, most of its money comes from state and federal grants, primarily federal grants, mm-hmm. but they do levy a tax as well. You know, comment on how good a fiscal manager HCDE is.
I think they're an excellent fiscal manager. I've read the 2012 budget. They have a AAA rating. They receive one of the highest awards the Texas State Comptroller can give to any fiscal budget, and this is comparing from the biggest city to the smallest government entity. So not only do they manage it well, but they present it well, and it's very detailed, and they account for every penny. Our tax rate is well less than a penny. It's actually 0.0065 of 1 cent. So it's one of the lowest, I would say, in the state. And also, we bring in that in tax, and then we earn the rest through grants. We have small fees for vendors through our purchasing program. So a food vendor that is in our program, they're paying us a small fee, but that's from a private sector side. And so I think we do a lot with actually a little. We're able to maximize and collaborate to benefit the county as a whole, and I'm very, from what I've seen thus far, and I'm, as a trustee, I may be privy to this slightly more information, but what I've seen thus far, they really manage their fiscal resources well.
There was a debate, though, at a recent meeting about the tax rate, and they held it steady. There'd been an argument for raising it, an argument for cutting it. What's your take on that?
Well, I would fall on the side of raising it. I'm a Democrat, and I believe in education, and you really need to put your money where your mouth is. The amount they wanted to raise it was extremely minuscule. It wasn't even going to get to a full 1 cent, and it was really just a expense, almost like a cost of living increase. Things cost a little more, and so the same, even to maintain, it was a maintenance of effort. Even to maintain your current level of service, you needed a slight increase. So that didn't get approved, and they have made some cuts in certain areas, even in their schools for their special needs students, and that's unacceptable. If you are a parent with a special needs child, or your child may be experiencing a developmental delay when they're 1 or 2 years old, you know, this is your pride and joy, this is your future, and to say that that's not worth saving and that's not worth supporting, I don't agree with that, and I will not stand with that. For that, and I hope as a trustee I can work and talk to my other colleagues and really make them see the impact of just refusing to do a simple maintenance of effort. I'm not for tax increases for just the sake of we want to do more, but not even to maintain effort I think is a disservice to our students.
You know, one of the current members of the board is an advocate for abolishing it. Mm-hmm. What would you say to him about that?
I think people that want to abolish it, it's easy to say that for them to say because they may not know as many families and students that are really seeking the American dream and need the additional supports our department and even the ISDs provide. After-school programming is critical in some communities, especially when there's crime and danger or their parents aren't home or they need the extra tutoring, they need the extra wraparound support. If you're in a high wealth or a highly educated household, maybe that is useless. But that's not what we're serving. We're serving the highest, neediest students in our community, and they rely heavily on our programming, heavily on early childhood to get that first step into learning. And to say that that's worthless, I think is a shame for the future of our county, the future of our economy. Everyone knows to have a great ongoing economy, you have to have great education. Texas has gotten by being 44th, 48th, 49th in different areas. But when you look at the future of our state, majority-minority state, I don't see how that can continue. We have to be willing to invest in these children. We're here. We're saying we need to learn so we can contribute and be a great asset to the state of Texas.
And when people go to vote in this primary, whenever it turns out to be, why should they vote for you in this race and not one of your opponents?
And thank you again for this interview. Again, I'm Erica Lee, and I ask for your vote because, number one, I believe in children. I'm running for quality education for all children. I do not have any other motive but to bring my budget experience, public policy experience to the board as trustee. I will do my best to outreach to all communities to make sure they can fully benefit from the department's services. I'm a lifelong Democrat who believes in our values of openness, access, and opportunity for all. And I think the Department of Education can continue to be a leader in that area throughout our county for our students. So I'm Erica Lee, and I hope that you will vote for me, Democratic primary 2012.
Erica Lee, thank you very much for talking to me.